producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Obviously a somber day with news of the shooting that happened in San Bernardino. But we have a lot of news to get to. And we'll keep you posted as we hear about some of the patients that are still being treated in the hospitals. I guess some were taken to Arrowhead Regional Medical Center in nearby Colton, California. Some of the patients already are in stable condition. Unfortunately, 10 of them of the 17 wounded are listed in critical condition. We'll keep you guys posted as we hear more. Obviously, a very, very, very frightening day as we hear U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farouk and wife Tashfeen Malik were at the center of this shooting that unfortunately killed multiple people and injured multiple more. They were involved in a shootout and had died in the shootout after, I guess, 4 hours after the rampage. From what we understand, they went in on a Christmas party. And the Farouk was there, and then from what I understand, he left, went home, grabbed the wife. They left the kid with grandma, and then they came back with tactical gear, armed with assault-style rifles. And obviously there was some degree of planning, and you know, you wonder, what is this? Did he, it's just beyond fathomability why you know, a couple with a baby would want to go and shoot up an office party. Of course, the government is, you know, not telling us if, you know, there's any terrorism links or not. I think many of us are assuming something's up, but it is a little different. You know, many terrorist attacks, they, many of them will go down with the ship. They'll, you know, shoot themselves or they'll want to be martyrs. But then, you know, they had a baby at home with grandma. So maybe they wanted to, you know, perform their act of terrorism, which I think any killing is considered an act of terrorism, perform their act of terrorism and then go home and be with baby. And they thought nobody would know it was them. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more developments. So, in the news, all right, Starbucks has recalled a sandwich due to E. coli concerns, and we're getting a lot of cases of gastroenteritis recently, and so I'm wondering if part of this is that we're seeing, especially in my clinic and other clinics around the area, part of it is maybe a food poisoning, or is part of it this this bug that's going around, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Rio de Janeiro and the water status, as our Olympians are at risk. They are going to be swimming and boating in waters that apparently are so contaminated that many of them are becoming ill while they're trying to acclimate, and they could become ill again and again. This is the reason why I'm not competing in the Summer Olympics. Yeah, I've had multiple opportunities to compete, and I was like, nah, I think I'm going to pass because I just don't want to get sick from feces in the water. Apparently, too much TV is bad for the brain. All right, the TV, watching more than 3 hours of television per day, starting at the age of 25, starts to cause you to lose your cognitive function. Just TV. And, you know, I've seen some of the stuff on TV. I can see why. I mean, some of these shows are really dumb. We have a woman who claims that her being an egg donor led to her getting cancer and terminal cancer. So we're going to talk about that. And there's a new anti-aging drug that they say could extend human lifespan to 120 years. And this is a medication that many of us already know about and even take. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. So how many of you guys are taking metformin or glucophage for your diabetes or pre-diabetes? Well, according to the New Zealand Herald, this could be an anti-aging drug, and they are going to test it on human subjects. I think they already started on roundworms. And they think that this could help extend our lifespans to 120 years of age. I'm in my 40s and my knees are shot. I don't know if I really want to be 120, but we won't go there. So, the diabetes pill metformin, not too expensive. And what's really cool about this is they say it increases oxygen flow on the cellular level. So it slows the necessary cell division that keep our bodies both functioning, but ultimately lead to aging. So Belgian researchers have tested metformin on roundworms and have had positive results. So if it works on a roundworm, they think it'll work on a human. According to Dr. Professor Gordon Lithgow, I have been doing research into aging for 25 years, and the idea that we would be talking about a clinical trial in humans for an anti-aging drug would have been thought inconceivable, but now it looks like they can apply this possibly to humans. So, metformin. Yeah, we use metformin for diabetes because it helps increase your insulin sensitivity. It helps you kind of burn up your glucose better. It helps decrease resistance to your insulin so that you could get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. And what's interesting about the medication is some people claim they lose some weight on it. And it's one of our favorite medications, even first line, for many people with diabetes. We were using the sulfonylureas like glyburide, glipizide, but people were complaining that their sugar was dropping too low and they were having hypoglycemic episodes. So this metformin had come out and it did very, very well. People weren't getting hypoglycemia. We also found that it would work on women with polycystic ovarian disease, where they would have difficulty having periods and hormonal abnormalities, and a medicine like this would help them. So it's been one of these super drugs. The only problem is you got to be careful if you have kidney issues. Somebody that has vulnerable kidney function, this metformin could make that worse. And some of you could get some stomach upset with metformin. So what we need to do is, you know, come up with a dose that, you know, the average everyday person could take. This is if you want to live till 120. Okay, I don't know who's going to support me over the age of 65 if we're not really going to have, you know, Social Security by then. But, you know, if you have a couple kids and a couple grandkids and multiple great-grandchildren, you may want to give it a whirl. And metformin, good drug. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about how our athletes are possibly swimming in human feces in Rio. We'll talk about what they found. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You bet I do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, I'm not going to be competing in the Olympics, and I think a lot of Olympians don't want to compete because they're, you know what? It would probably be if I was ever going to compete in the Olympics, if there was any gift that I had athletically, figure skating, maybe, no figure skating because of my figure. You've seen my figure. Yeah, even when I was, like, super skinny, the boobs still made you fall over. You know what I could do? I could throw that big ball. Is that shot put? You know how you have a big metal ball, and it's really heavy, and you kind of have it on your shoulder, and then you put all your weight into throwing it? There. I could do kickball. If there was a kickball competition, of course, if there was any sort of talking competition, I'd probably out-talk anybody. But I couldn't really swim, and these swimmers are unfortunately going to be at risk, those who are swimming or boating in waters, because they say Rio's waters are contaminated with human feces, and they will become violently ill and unable to compete in the games, according to an Associated Press investigation. An AP analysis of water quality revealed dangerously high levels of viruses and bacteria from human sewage in Olympic and Paralympic venues. The results alarmed international experts and dismayed the competitors who are training in Rio. Now, remember we were told that many of them already have had vomiting and diarrhea and fevers, and they guessed, well, it was probably because of the water. Well, somebody decided to investigate it. Now, Brazilian officials have assured everybody that the water is going to be safe for the Olympic athletes, and the medical director of the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, says all was on track for providing safe competing venues. But they say neither the government nor the IOC test for viruses. They've been only checking for bacteria. So adenoviruses, enteroviruses, these are things that can make you throw up. We're going to be talking about the norovirus in a little bit. They say extreme water pollution is very common in Brazil, where the majority of the sewage is not treated. They say the raw waste runs through open-air ditches to streams and rivers that feed the Olympic water sites. Now, I've never been to Rio, but I've heard that there's a stench that seems to come from the waterways. And as you land, I've never landed, so I can't confirm that, but it's something that many people have told me. They say Olympic athletes are almost certain to come into contact with these disease-causing viruses, and that some tests measured up to 1.7 million times the level of what would be considered hazardous on a Southern California beach. Right. And I love the Southern California beaches, but there's stuff there that, you know, I always tell my kids, oh, no. Okay, no running around barefoot on the beach. I don't want them to get a needle in them. But they've been doing a great job cleaning them up, you know, really, really good job. And so I feel very safe on those beaches. But again, you know, you swim, your mouth is open. If you have an open sore, you could get these viruses in. They say there's been decades of official pledges to clean up the mess. The stench of raw sewage, they say, according to AP News, still greets travelers touching down at the airport. Or there it is. They say many of the beaches are deserted because the surf is thick with this putrid sludge. And periodic die-offs leave the Olympic Lake, the Rodrigo de Freitas, littering with rotting fish. See, how did they pass all the tests and win being able to host the Olympics without this being under control? That doesn't make sense. You would think, because I thought they go through a very rigorous process to figure out, you know, where, you know, who's going to win, you know, being able to host the Olympics, whether it's Beijing, whether it's Salt Lake City, whether it's, you know, although Salt Lake is having some of its issues, but nothing like this. All right. They say all the water from the toilets and the showers and whatever people put down their sinks all mix up and it goes out into the beach waters. In our neck of the woods, the beaches will be immediately closed. They say Vera Oliveira, head of water monitoring for Rio's Municipal Environment Secretariat, says officials are not testing viral levels in the Olympic Lake. So they're testing for bacteria. Well, if you have feces in there, then you got viruses. It's not just about your E. coli. Okay, so we already talked about 10,000 athletes from 205 nations are expected to compete in next year's Olympic. 1,400 of them will be sailing in the waters of Marina del Gloria in Guanabara Bay. Some are going to be swimming off the Copacabana Beach and canoeing and rowing on the brackish waters of the Rodrigo de Freitas Lake. And even if you're rowing and you're in a boat, it's still splattering on you. You know, how many of you have tried to keep your hair dry, okay, and your makeup untarnished being in a boat? The AP commissioned four rounds of testing in each of the three Olympic water venues and also the surf off Ipanema Beach. I guess it's very popular for tourists. I don't know. My husband never takes me anywhere. And 37 samples were checked for three types of human viruses, your adenovirus, your rotavirus, enterovirus, and then they looked at fecal bacteria. The AP viral testing, which is going to still continue, found not one water venue safe for swimming or boating. Now, what I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with T-Ray on KBC discussing this, and, you know, they were going, but aren't they bringing the, you know, Olympic athletes down to acclimate? And how long would it take somebody to acclimate? And what's being discussed is we have our Olympians down there living, getting used to the food, getting used to the water so they don't get sick by 2016. Well, that's fine and dandy. But if you get infected with a pathogen, no matter where you're living or what you're endemic to or you're acclimated to in that region, you could still get sick. So the adenoviruses cause infection in the intestinal and respiratory tracts. You could get explosive diarrhea. I mean, imagine, you know, trying to compete. So, I mean, maybe it'll help some of the speed, but you know, still. And, you know, explosive diarrhea, we use that term. We used to giggle about it in medical school, like, you know, really explosive. But if you've ever had it, that word is an under estimate of the force. I mean, we are talking, it, you know, and it's very interesting how a virus could manipulate the speed and the thrust of how the poo-poo leaves your body. You know, some diarrheas, it just kind of drips out, you know, but then to have explosive diarrhea, what the hell are these viruses thinking? You know, let's really get them good. Okay, when he sits on the toilet, let's make it an explosion. Okay, well, how do we do that? Okay, well, let's get it from this corner and this corner and this corner. It always blew my mind. I'm like, how the hell does the virus manipulate the stool? How does that happen? So my guess is it's the dumping, it's the quick dumping of it. You know, you have loose stool, and the stool is loose, then you push it out. But all of a sudden, when you get that load, and that it has to be forced out on the buildup of pressure, so really what it is it's the speed at which your transit time increases with your colon. And that's how it then ends up coming out, quote-unquote, explosive. You could also get vomiting, and they say these adenoviruses could also affect the heart, the brain, and other diseases. So concentrations of all the viruses in all tests were roughly equivalent to that seen in just straight-out raw sewage. Now, you know, I've had people that have gone to Rio and they come back sick, and they don't seem to be any more sick than they would going to another, you know, foreign country. But, again, it all depends on what your immune system is. You got a strong, healthy immune system, you'll probably be fine. But, and, you know, you may still get some diarrhea, but something like this where they're that sick, they say there's a 99% chance of infection if ingested. Now, what we're seeing in our neck of the woods is we're having a lot of people that are having this nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and usually you get these viruses by oral fecal route, where you get into your oral cavity somebody's feces pathogens. All right, and that always kind of made me scratch my head, because you'll see this stuff rip through families, and they're like, no, we ate off paper plates. We ate off, obviously nobody was kissing each other's butt, literally. How the hell did this pass through? Well, because you can get some of these stomach bugs respiratorily-wise, and we're going to be talking about norovirus after the break. So when you have somebody that's in the house and they have a stomach virus, you're like, okay, well, you know what, you know, I'm not going to get it because I'm not going to be touching any of the vomit or any of the feces. Unfortunately, it'll still rip through the family. And that's what we're seeing a lot in our neck of the woods here, because there is some weird stomach bug. So going back to our Olympic athletes, are they at risk? Absolutely huge risk. Okay? And another interesting thing is even the people that live in Brazil, they say 60% have been exposed to hepatitis A. All right, so they recommend that many of the athletes or tourists get vaccinated against hepatitis A before they go over to Rio or Brazil. Also, they recommend getting vaccinated for typhoid. So you got virologists there, you got bacteriologists, epidemiologists, you got everybody there on the case. Rotavirus is another scary one. We see that with little kids. The rotavirus, oh my gosh, it dehydrated my baby when he was young. Rotavirus we have vaccines for, but they say it causes 2 million hospitalizations and over 450,000 deaths of children worldwide. So I hope they get their poop together literally over there. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a little down and out today. I donated blood yesterday for the Heroes Challenge. By the way, there was a woman sitting there that just wanted to stop talking the whole time and making jokes and whatever. Okay, that was me. I want to apologize, guys. I really want to apologize. Okay, it just, you know, whenever I go to something like this, they tell you to sit there for 10 minutes and donate blood. I can't just sit there quietly, so of course I had to talk. And they sat, there was a guy that was donating blood, and they sat him across from me so our feet were almost touching. So we had to look into each other's eyes for most of it. You know, so I was like, man, you know, are you single? Okay, trust me, I'm married, and I'm, you know, what are you supposed to do? Our feet were almost touching. And I'm like, you know, you guys could kind of, you know, have like this dating service where people are, you know, looking at each other and, you know, they spend this kind of time together and everybody donates blood at the same time so they kind of meet up. You know, it's safer than a bar. But anyway, they said no exercise. And after you've done a blood, you're not supposed to exercise. So I didn't do my workout last night, and then I didn't do my workout this morning, and I'm already kind of feeling bummed. Boy, it's really, I don't want to use the word addictive, but you really need your endorphins. So if I kind of feel kind of sad and down and out. And then the other thing that happened is, you know, my boys decided to vomit and have diarrhea last night. I think they purposely decided to do this, okay? And, of course, you know, one, you know, there's a sink nearby, there's a toilet nearby, there's a shower nearby, and my son just decides to do it smack in the middle of the bathroom floor. I'm like, really? Come on, it's like 3:30 in the morning. So I basically have been cleaning up vomit and poop now for a while. He has a lot of explosive type diarrheas. So I think what's kind of maybe going around is the norovirus. The norovirus is one of the most common stomach bugs that we see, and they call it the winter vomiting bug. And it'll go away in a few days, all right? But it is not fun, okay? And it's funny, in England, they tell you to avoid going to your GP. They don't want you going to the doctor. They said norovirus can spread to others very easily. Now, again, in America, we do things a little differently. I think that'd be very, very scary to tell somebody who doesn't really have an official diagnosis of what's going on not to show up to the doctor if the kid is dehydrating and having diarrhea, etc. But they say call your GP or NHS 111 if you're concerned or need any advice. So they have a means for you to call over there, you know, and find out if this is serious stuff. The problem is what's so deadly about norovirus is the dehydration. You get this watery diarrhea, you get projectile vomiting, and you feel sick all of a sudden. You can have slight fever, headaches, stomach cramps, your limbs ache. And, you know, whenever you have an all-over body symptom load, it's probably viral. Bacteria will infect one part of the body and infect, and then it'll start causing a lot of the fever and the other issues. And it's slower. Viruses are different. Viruses replicate, and then boom, they hit you, and they hit you hard. So you could be feeling perfect, and then all of a sudden, you're sick like this. So norovirus is a biggie. Symptoms appear about 1 to 2 days after you become infected, and they last up to 2 to 3 days. So it's a shorter duration of illness from some of these other ones out there, like they could be dealing with in Rio. So if you are having diarrhea and vomiting, the biggest concern is you getting dehydrated. So we usually tell you to drink plenty of fluids. The problem is many of you guys will drink something and you'll throw it up. I told my son to drink something. I don't want to do it because I'll throw up. I go, you listen to mama. He drank something and he threw it up. So a lot of times we use anti-nausea medicine to help. Okay? They say to avoid fizzy drinks or fruit juice. However, many of us do really, really good with a little bit of Coca-Cola or ginger ale. So I'm still old school. Don't give milk, okay? To kids if you don't have to. However, if you have babies that you're feeding, you still continue to give them milk or breast milk, etc., because they still need to get their nutrition. Okay? But like your 3-4-year-old that's having a high fever, nausea, vomiting, a lot of times we don't really force the dairy on them. Okay? Then, for the pains, a lot of times we'll recommend Tylenol over the Motrin. Motrin, Aleve, etc., the ibuprofen, naproxen for the kids or the adults. Your tummy is kind of sore and, you know, you're on an empty stomach. I don't like you taking those medications on an empty stomach. So if you are kind of achy, you can take a little bit of Tylenol. But one of the reasons why you're achy is the viral load and you're dehydrated. Okay, so you need to also replenish some of your salts because that can make you achy. So you got to get some soup in there. Try to get a banana. We do the rice or the brat diet where it's bananas, rice, applesauce, toast. If you're going to give your kid Jell-O or popsicles, avoid red because you want to look at their vomit and their diarrhea and see if it's bloody. So if you give them red Jell-O or red popsicles, it's like, okay, what is this? You know, and then, you know, my mom would smell it. You know, she kind of was that tough a lady. I can't do that. I'm not going to smell it because then I'm going to get sick. So I'm like, you know what? It looks like blood to me. Let's go to the ER. Mom, no, I had red Jell-O. Well, I'm not going to smell it and see if that's what I pick up. The rehydration drinks are pretty good, to use. My problem is it tastes like crap. I cannot stand the taste of Pedialyte. That is the most disgusting tasting drink I've ever had, and that makes me want to throw up. So that's a problem. But you can't just sit there and be drinking soda pop the whole time because you got to get your electrolytes in. Soda pop could give you a little bit of sugar, but sometimes the carbonation in it will make you burp. And if you already have an overactive stomach, that could then unfortunately make you throw up. So you got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with the anti-diarrheal medicine, okay? Many of you guys will hit the diarrhea medicine, but the problem with that is you let your body get the stuff out the first couple days. If you're not running the risk of severe dehydration yet, I almost want it to get out. You start to do the anti-diarrheals, you're not getting the stool and the virus out of you. And so, I would say hold off until your doctor says, you know what, let's start you on that. Okay? Careful with Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol turns your stool black. So, you know, your doctor's like, okay, you know, are your stools bright red or are they black? You're like, yeah, my stool is black. So the doctor's like, oh my gosh, he's having bloody diarrhea. This could be an E. coli, you know, and remind them that you took some Pepto-Bismol. Okay? No antibiotics for this. It's a virus. It's going to take a couple days. You got to live with it, you know. But if you're getting dehydrated, you get your tushy to an urgent care or you get your tushy literally to an ER. They're going to probably give you an IV. Okay? And they're going to probably give you some extra salt and some anti-nausea medicine. According to this site from the UK, they say get medical advice if your baby or child has passed 6 or more watery stools in the past 24 hours or if they have vomited 3 times or more in the past 24 hours. Okay, my kid threw up like 8 times in the middle of the night. So, now, remember, you have to look at the episodes. Okay, a lot of times you'll throw up like 5-6 times in one episode. We're talking about the episodes, okay? If your baby or child seems to be less responsive, feverish, pale, that's a sign of dehydration. If they look dizzy, if they're not going pee, you gotta always ask your kids, did you pee yet? No, Mom, leave me alone. Well, if they're not making urine, that's a sign of dehydration, so you need to know. Babies, elderly people that get these viruses, very much at severe risk of becoming dehydrated. If the diarrhea is bloody, you have got to talk to your doctor, okay? Medical provider. They're going to probably want to do some cultures on the stool, and they're going to want to figure out if this is an outbreak or a food poisoning outbreak or a cluster of another sort of issue going on. And, be open about the poop. Don't be embarrassed about that. We doctors love talking about poop. It's poop. You know, trust me, there's more disgusting things out there than human poop. Okay? And then if the symptoms are not going away after a couple days, you got to get to your medical provider. But if your child has diabetes or your child has kidney disease or you have, compromising medical conditions, go to your doctor sooner. Don't wait the 2-3 days. Okay, because if you're diabetic, you're going to become hypoglycemic. And unfortunately, you may be reaching for things that are too sugary, and that could kind of mess up your sugar. Plus, when you're sick, your sugar rises. Okay? Some of your liver enzymes could be a little bit off. They may want to also test you for hepatitis. But what I think is going on right now is we got a little norovirus thing going around, and that's not very fun at all. An article came out talking about how kids are really at high risk for food poisoning around the world. And they say almost a third of deaths from food poisoning are kids under the age of 5. Even though children make up less than 10% of the world's population, they are a very vulnerable population of it. I would during the sick time of year, I would avoid eating out. It's really not worth it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape,
not in the mood like you used to be?
Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men. Tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, every year at the company Christmas party, I go up to any of my gay friends that I see, and I somehow tell them that I will be their surrogate, or I will donate an egg for them, or whatever, to help them make a baby. And, you know, we think it's been so glorified on TV that we're like, yeah, let's donate an egg. You know, everybody asks me for donations, and I don't have a lot of money right now. So, yeah, I'll feel, you know, pretty charitable. I'll give you an egg. By the way, the blood I donated yesterday, whoever is going to get the blood, let me just apologize. Okay, your eyes are going to start being all googly. Your hair is going to be all frizzy. And you're going to be like, talking all the time. That means you got my blood. So, yeah. So, but you know what? I would love there to be more Dr. Dahlias out there. I would love to give away my eggs. Well, unfortunately, in this case, I don't really know what's going on, but it really makes you think. There's a woman claiming that her being an egg donor led her to get terminal cancer. So, waking up from anesthesia, she said, she asked the nurse how many eggs had been harvested from her ovaries. And I guess she was told that there was 20 eggs that she was able to give. And so she was really, really excited, okay, because she had the reputation of being the clinic's most prolific egg donors. I would love to have that sort of, you know, reputation. Man, Dahlia is fertile. She makes lots of eggs. I just would love that. Anyway, she didn't realize, according to her, that the hyperstimulation of a reproductive system caused by estrogen injected, into her body, I guess, promoted a breast cancer that she had. She said 13 years after the first of her 10 egg retrievals, over the span of a decade, she has been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. She says the cancer has spread to her bones, lymph nodes, and liver. She goes, I don't know how much longer I have to live, but while I'm still on this earth, I want to warn other young women that egg donation could come at a cost. I guess she started back in 2002. And she was studying at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. She met a woman at a party who worked at a nearby in vitro fertilization clinic who said that she would make a good, an ideal egg donor. And because she had some friends who had infertility, it was kind of close to her heart, and she was like, I want to help. And she was compensated $1,200 per cycle. Now, many of you guys are like, okay, well, this is some scary stuff because you are given hormones. And I could see where the thought process is there. I just don't want anybody panicking yet, okay? Because, you know, you never know for sure if she was going to have stage 4 breast cancer anyway. Nowadays, I think what they do is they make sure you're not at high risk, okay? They don't give you anything to induce the ovaries if they think you're at high risk. But it does, it makes you wonder. You know, the big argument we have with hormone replacement therapy when you're menopausal is, if we don't know if you're going to be at risk for breast cancer, do we want to give you the estrogen because it could promote it and make the breast cancer, you know, replicate faster? Now, for me, I'm going to want estrogen. Yeah, breast cancer runs in the family, but I mean, look how masculine I sound. As my estrogen is dropping, I'm getting more hair in places I never thought I would. I mean, my husband's not going to find me sexy, so I'm already on the waiting list to get as much estrogen as I possibly can. But I worry. If it's in my destiny to get breast cancer, am I going to accelerate it? Now, truth be told, if you have a destiny of getting cancer, okay, you're going to get it. What the argument is did the therapy that she got, did it accelerate it to the point where it moved too quickly to be diagnosed with regular mammography? So, you know, if something is going to accelerate the cancer, we don't want that. It was very interesting. Years ago, one of the reps for estrogen, this was before the, I was actually right around the Women's Health Initiative when it came out talking about risk of breast cancer and heart disease. But, the rep said, look, it accelerating the breast cancer is good news because then we find it sooner. I'm like, that's the biggest bunch of crap I ever heard. Get you and your product out of here. I'm a fan of estrogen, but don't use as a marketing point that we will cause your breast cancer to grow quickly and you'll find it earlier. No, that's not what we want. So my suggestion would be is if you are at higher risk and there's scales and there's tests you could take for them to see and kind of deduce what your risk is, you bring it up to the doctor before you undergo any sort of certain fertility treatment. But it's a real shame that something like this had to happen, and it makes you wonder. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of breast size, we talked about how the average cup size has ballooned to a double D. And some of you have asked about the history of breast cup size. All right, because, you know, I like to study history. Well, I found a great article how over the last 100 years, our breast size has increased 6.3 centimeters. I guess America and Great Britain have some of the largest breast sizes. Thank you. I get to, you know, take credit for some of that. They say Great Britain breasts are some of the biggest in the world over America, France, and Japan. Japan seems to average A cups, they say. France, B cups. America, average C cups, although I think that's wrong. I think it's more. And we were talking about last week how bigger breasts cause backache. And they say 1 in 5 women are suffering from debilitating back and neck pain and could be as a result of breasts. So you look at, let me see if I have a table here of who had what. Not that I really think it's any of their business, but I guess, like Marilyn Monroe, wasn't she like a, wasn't she a C cup, like a 34C? Yeah, so Marilyn Monroe was a 34C, and that was big at the time, and that was back in the 1950s. Jane Fonda was curvy, but I don't think as big, I'm not too sure. Who else? Let me see, Bond girl, Barbara Bach, 34C. All right, so what does that mean for us? Well, we got large breasts, okay? Are we taking that into account as we're doing our mammograms? I'm a big fan of 3D mammograms, right? Because, you know, it sees more. It looks at the depth. But I'm a little nervous because many of the mammograms I'm getting back on my patients say dense breasts, and dense breasts limit the sensitivity. And that's happening for 99% of my patients. So what I've been recommending is as we get bigger breasts, don't sit there and just brag about it and take selfies on Facebook and Instagram. I would suggest that when you do go to your doctor, also ask to do a breast ultrasound. It'll help with the sensitivity of picking things up. And I know Obamacare plans are going to have a fit about it, but it's I think, a smart thing to do. Because bigger breasts, even though we don't really technically say, all right, the bigger the breast, the more risk you have of breast cancer, it kind of makes sense that your risk increases, not only because you have extra tissue, but because they're bigger. And, you know, these tests may not be able to pick up as much as they need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Our top-selling banana may be going extinct, and they say we are at the risk of having a banana apocalypse. I don't like bananas, so I really don't care. But they say there's a lethal fungus that has been threatening banana crops in Asia, now spreading to the rest of the world. Some scientists are warning that the fruit is going to become extinct. I am a chiquita banana. Researchers say that the Tropical Race 4 is a strain of a soil-borne fungus known as Panama disease, and it is killing the Cavendish banana. That's the world's most popular variety, and unfortunately has the potential to wipe out the $11 billion global banana industry, according to a study in PLUS pathogens by researchers at Wageningen University in the Netherlands. So they think this originates in Indonesia. It spread from there. Then it went to China and Jordan and now into Australia. So we could be losing our bananas. I know. No more banana splits. Start cutting back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.